Now, verse 13, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Now, no king of Tyre could fulfill that. Every precious stone was thy covering. Mine, and all these stones are given you. He was beautiful, and they were prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. That is, he protected the throne of God, and I've set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou wast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. And this is not the Eden that was in this world at all. This apparently is a picture of heaven itself. He had access to heaven. And we're told here, the workmanship of thy timbrels and thy flutes were prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. He could not only sing, he was a band. He was music itself. You know where music originated? Go back and you'll find out in the order of Cain, his progeny. It was from them there's come the worldly music. And when I listen to some of it, I'm confident that it came out of the pit. It couldn't come from any place else. Now, my friend, may I say to you, we have a world of light given here. You talk about being a musician. Satan was a musician. Now, will you notice, what was it brought him down? Verse 15, thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. Now, let me say this. If you are one of these saints that think you have arrived and you are perfect and you set yourself up as a standard, remember that Satan was the angel of light. He was perfect, but he fell. And if he fell, what about you? What about me? We're just frail human beings down here. Now notice this. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. And what was that iniquity? Well, Ezekiel just doesn't tell us. Now that's the reason that I emphasized Isaiah 14. What was it? Pride. I will lift up my throne. He wanted to divorce himself from God and be God. He was in rebellion against God. Now, he apparently protected the throne of God. He had the highest position that you could have. Now, God said what he was going to do. Pride brought him down. He says here, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. That sin is pride. Therefore, I will cast thee. Notice what God says he'll do. God says, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. I don't know about you. This is comforting to me. I, frankly, wouldn't be able to overcome him. I'm no match for him. Therefore, I'm thankful that God's going to deal with him.